leading the news. Police are investigating two fatal shootings in Sydney overnight. A 19-year-old man was shot several times at Bexley in the city's south. He died on arrival at hospital. In Sydney's inner southwest, another man suffered several gunshot wounds at Earlwood. He underwent surgery but died early this morning. Overseas, and almost 3 years after they stalled, Middle East peace talks are set to resume. Former US ambassador to Israel, Martin Indyk, will lead the negotiations. He sees the talks as a big step forward for both parties, but is urging caution, saying there's a long way to go. The FBI has rescued more than 100 children in its biggest ever operation against child prostitution. 150 people have been arrested in a sweep of 76 US cities. Most of the victims are girls aged between 13 and 17. The youngest rescued was just 9. There's new hope this morning for people dying of melanoma. A drug that can prolong their life is being added to the pharmaceutical benefit scheme. Its inclusion follows a long campaign by sufferers. More than 12,000 Australians are diagnosed with melanoma each year. And Pope Francis says gay people should not be marginalised, but instead integrated into society. He made the remarks to reporters during a flight back from Brazil after his first overseas trip since becoming pontiff. But the Pope did reaffirm the Church's belief that homosexual acts are a sin.